God's got an army. I'm in the Lord's army. We're in the Lord's army. Amen. We just praise Him for all of His wonders, because His wonders never cease. His word is a living word, and it just keeps speaking. Always speaking. The verse Matthew 7:21 always speaks to me. Every time I read it, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. That verse always causes me to pause. Sometimes makes me want to zip past it into more interesting things. Because it's one of those verses that can be, encouraging, challenging, condemning all at the same time. But it's there in the Bible. I recently contemplated also the verse and the thought that we must believe that Jesus died for our sins. There's more to confessing with our mouth the Lord Jesus, but we must believe that He died for our sins. If we believe that He died for our sins, it kind of deepens our commitment and our understanding. Because as we all know, we can be stuck in a spot where, as we said last week, we can come to a place where we've gone far enough, but there isn't such a thing. We can come to a place where we make excuses, it's too complicated. We can come to a place where, that's just not my calling, but we all have a calling from God to do well, to walk humbly with our God, to love righteousness. We do. I mean, that's not something that's just for a few. That's what is it that God wants, it said in Habakkuk. So those who actually do, Jesus said, the will of my Father. What's the will of my Father? Call upon the Lord while He is near. Seek Him while He may be found. There's so many things. You know, we can't let a verse like this trip us or knock us down or knock us out. Because it says, first of all, look, just saying, Lord, Lord, won't get you into the kingdom of heaven. Well, if we have a heart for God, we want, well, wait a second. We've got to, the Bible says to consider yourself, consider your ways, consider your thinking. So, do I just say, Lord, Lord? If it causes us to think that, if we have a heart that wants to consider the verse, we're in a good place. We're in a good place. Don't allow the enemy to run you past opportunities to grow in your faith. Because it says, not everyone that just calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven. So if I do the will of my Father in heaven, I will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I want to do the will of my Father in heaven. Ideally, we want to do it perfectly, right? Not a little well, but I mean, we want to do it perfectly. But we're comforted when Paul says, well, one thing I know, I haven't yet arrived. I remember years ago when I would read that and I'd think, ay, ay, ay. He hasn't yet arrived and he's still writing the Bible. I haven't yet arrived and I still write devotions. I haven't yet arrived and I do my utmost to preach the gospel. I haven't yet arrived, and sometimes when things come up that are so obvious that we haven't yet arrived, they can put a stall on us. But oh, thank you, Paul. This one thing I do, I forget what's behind. I just forget it. Oh, forget about it. I forget it. And I reach for what's ahead. And I I press toward that prize for the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Because as I sang in Springfield, and that Springfield chorus was, I won't give up. I won't give in. I'll just praise the Lord again. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Isn't that what David said? Why are you so disquieted within me, O my spirit? We will yet praise the Lord. We will praise the Lord. When we think about praising the Lord, what should we do? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because not everyone that calls out, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those that actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. So if someone doesn't see all the what's the praise the Lord stuff, well, they might want to consider this verse. Right? Might want to just consider. You see, the thing is that the Bible does tell us to consider our ways. We don't want to consider our ways when we don't want to consider our ways. We don't know that we don't know until we know. And then we know we didn't know. That makes perfect sense. But you see, until we know something, we don't know that we didn't know something. Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus because he didn't know something. But he did know something happened when he heard Jesus. And he didn't know enough to have confidence enough to come in public to ask him, so he snuck in the dark. And Jesus was kind enough to receive him in the dark. And Nicodemus said, so what's this about? And Jesus said, well, you aren't going to be born again. You aren't going to see the kingdom of heaven unless you're born again. And I think that that truth just, boom, hit Nicodemus. That's what the truth does to you sometimes, doesn't it? It just hits and sticks. But Nicodemus still didn't know what he didn't know. And so he said, so exactly how is that supposed to happen? How am I going to get back in my mother's womb and be born? And so Jesus just made it easier for him. He removed some of the interference and he said, you're a teacher of the law. And you don't understand these things? These are spiritual things. You've got to be born of the Spirit. Which sort of implies that he wasn't born of the Spirit. Even though he was God's man to the people. But he wasn't born again. And so Nicodemus left that meeting knowing more than he knew. But he still didn't know for sure what he didn't know. Can you praise the Lord, sweetheart? Oh, how sometimes we're praising and sometimes we're not. Well, yes, we do. And we can reverse the curse. Amen? And so, but we do know, because we've read further, and we do know that Nicodemus, who wasn't going to be right out in public, was very, very public when it came time to take care of Jesus after his death. And it wasn't too late for him to know. It's never too late for us to know. It's never too late for us to know. It's never too late for us to consider and reconsider. And when we find out that we didn't know, we don't need to go off embarrassed about it. We should shout and praise the Lord about it. You know? I know I didn't know. I mean, I know that I didn't know. It reminded me as I was writing this about one of the first songs was, "For So Long I Lived Without You." Now all I do is think about you. I didn't know that I didn't know. I didn't care that I didn't know. I didn't want to know what I didn't know because I wasn't thinking that I didn't know. This is what happens all the time when the truth comes and affects our life. If it's a truth that makes it free, it means that it's something we didn't see. I didn't know that I didn't know. But now I know that I didn't know. And it's wonderful. Isn't that what Paul said, that all the stuff that he did before he knew, he didn't know. Because he didn't know, he did it in ignorance. But now that I know, let's go. See, that has to be, for us, that has to be our attitude. Now that I know, let's go. Now that I know that I need to know more, let's go. Now that I know that there's more to know, let's go. And so, ultimately, as I said, this verse always causes me to pause, but it doesn't cause me to stay in a place. This time it caused me to stay in a place. For various reasons. One reason being that I just have this thing in my heart to make sure that I make very clear what the Lord wants. I don't want to go to jail and have people think that all they've got to do is say Jesus, but without wanting to change. And so I warn them that if you think that you can do this without changing, get ready, because the Holy Spirit's going to remind you. You'll be walking out down the street and you'll hear my voice, because my voice is the one you're most familiar with, but it will affect you like God's voice because it's Him speaking. You'll hear me saying. You'll be with friends that want to get high, and you'll hear there's no high like the Most High. Because the Spirit of the Lord works in people's lives who desire to do what God wants. And we are always learning. Always. But there's a catch in the Bible that says people that are always learning and never understanding. Not following the desire to comprehend what went inside. Because God's word goes inside. And so we want to make sure that we understand how to have that word have an effect. Because sometimes people don't have the inertia going that causes them to keep going. They hear and they sense, and there's a draw. But that's that seed that gets in a place where other things get in the way and it doesn't go on. And so when we have the Spirit of God in us and when we have a desire to move on, we also have the tools to help others to do that. And so when I say, and when I look at the word and it says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. First, I have a Roger check. You know, it's worth checking. And old things pass away and all things become new, but it's worth checking. If we have a heart that checks, then we've got a heart that's hungry. And when we've checked and when we feel like we can move on, now then we have this check that says, there are people who think they're saying, Lord, Lord. They aren't even saying, Lord, Lord. And they think everything's okay. And something about you bothers them. Why would that be? Because the Spirit of God in you sheds light in truth. And so when we pause at those things and then we look at those things and we say only those who do the will of the Father in heaven, so we have a question, we have a challenge, we have a stoppage, we have a way that makes a way, and we have a promise when we follow the way. And so we've got the gospel in one verse. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You can't call on the name of the Lord once. You keep calling on the name of the Lord. We just keep calling on the name of the Lord. We call on him for wisdom. We call on him for help. We call on him for strength. We call on him when we're afraid. We call on him when we're doubting. We call upon him when we're falling. We call upon him. We just call upon the Lord. Remember to call upon the Lord, because whoever calls upon the Lord will be saved. We keep calling. And if we keep calling upon the name of the Lord, then this verse isn't something that is going to knock us off. It's going to press us on. It's not only going to press us on, but it's going to press others on, because it's going to be welling up inside of us. Don't you just love the Lord? Don't you just love the Lord? Don't you just love the Lord? You know? See, I say that and I see you going, yeah, I do. Sometimes you say that to somebody and say, well, of course I do. Oops. Oops. We need to tune the guitar just a tiny bit right there. Let's we got a string that's off beat. Let's try it. I mean, don't you just love the Lord? Well, I do stuff for him. No, that's not it. I go to church. Oh Lord, that could be the worst thing that's happening to you. Don't you just love the Lord? Don't you just love it when the Lord speaks to you? Don't you just love it when the Lord causes you to contemplate his word? I'm reading. It says, I find that life in Christ has a lot of those moments when what we never thought of becomes what we cannot stop thinking about. I find that I can be thinking about a lot of things and something will turn my heart back to God. I find that the Holy Spirit turns us to God. He doesn't come along and slap us. Last night we were watching one of Vicky's shows we were watching. Anyway, and in that they have a part where they're showing the way that the Catholic Church was changing the lives of the Native Americans. And they beat this one young girl into being saved. They beat her till she said, yes, 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 save me. Before that, she had said, I don't want anything you've got. That's something that we need to make sure that we're not giving something that nobody would want. That's why it says that God wants us to do justice, to love kindness and walk humbly with our God. But then she said, yes, save me, save me, save me. And then she killed that woman before she left, before she snuck out. Not all salvation is complete. Watching it, I thought it was a good move on her part, but I know that I can't do that sort of thing. But she had every reason. Every reason. And you know, sometimes in our lives, the Lord will interrupt us, and when he interrupts us, we continue on because we've got every reason to justify what we're doing or saying or thinking. We've got every reason possible to justify it. But if we're having to justify it, what do we know? It probably isn't God. Because this is the confidence we have. That when we pray, we know God hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know what we've asked. And so we have enough reason to ask. And so you see, when we come to know things, knowing things reveals to us what we didn't know. And that's what I want to know with God. I want to know what I don't know. I don't want to be lost in a place where I don't know that I don't know. Because that's where we were before we came to know the Lord. We didn't know that we didn't know the Lord. And we might have even thought that we knew enough, but we didn't know that we didn't know. And then the Holy Spirit ministers to us, and we realize that there's something that we just don't quite know. And because the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit, the Spirit of God convicts us that it might be worth looking into. My friend that told me that she was mad every time she went to church and every time she thought about me saying, how are things with you and the Lord? Every time I was mad, thinking, who do you think you are? Because why? Because she didn't know that she didn't know. But she couldn't let go. She wanted to know. As soon as she got past the excuse of me, of being mad at me, you know, you're liable to make some people mad with your witness for Christ. You're just liable to make people uncomfortable with your witness of Christ. You can't hardly help but make people uncomfortable because you know something that they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know, and they think that they do know. But why, if they do know, does it bother them so much of what you know? I know. Listen to the tape, you'll figure it out. But you see, that's the case. You see, we run into things that we don't know, and it disturbs us sometimes that we don't know, and then it will disturb us that somebody else thinks they know, and they probably do know. And when the Spirit of God breaks the chains and sets us free to know, we're so glad we know. And we chuckle to think that we didn't know. How did I miss that? Boy, I'm so glad that I do know now. And Lord, if there are things that I need to know, make me know now. Show me your ways and teach me your paths. Lead me in a way that's everlasting. I'm looking to you, Lord. Show me the way. When I am afraid, I call upon you. When I'm in doubt, I call upon you. See, we didn't know we could do that until we found out that we could do that, and we didn't know that it would work even when we heard that we could do that. And when we did that and we experienced that, when you hear people say, I wish I'd have known before. My dad once told John Steiger, I wish I'd have known 40 years ago what I know now. I love that. You know? We know. And the Bible says we can know. And our desire is to know. I don't want to rest my future on things that I don't know, that I don't know. Because you see, you cannot know that you don't know until you know. And then that's when you say, ah, I didn't know. I want to know you, Lord. The Apostle Paul said, I set everything aside, counted as nothing that I might know him. If you watch the, I never remember the name of the video series, the Chosen series, if you've caught up with that, there came a place after the disciples went out to do the stuff. And they present that just the way I think it had to be. Jesus says, go out and do this. And they go out going, huh? We've seen him do it. How are we going to do this? And so they show them kind of taking out their oil and anointing with oil. And then the blind seeing, woo-hoo. There was one place where Matthew, they were praying for someone that had a demon, and they were standing there praying, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost hit Matthew because he was scared to death. He goes, boo, out! You don't hear that. You just know that's what he's doing because it's being done, and they're seeing. And now they come back, and they're talking about it before Jesus gets there, and they say, okay, we've done this stuff, but we don't understand. And one of the disciples says, well, Jesus didn't say anything about understanding. He said, just do. The understanding will come. You see, God has given us all assignments that we don't know. In fact, sometimes we don't know that it's our assignment. And then something happens. And we find ourselves with wisdom that we didn't know that we had and saying words that we didn't think. And when it's over, we go, I don't understand. Because I didn't know that when God said he'll give me the words, I didn't know that that's what he meant. But now I know that I didn't know. So what is it that you don't know that you need to know? And what things have you found out that you didn't know that you didn't know, and now that you know, they are treasures in your life? We've all got them. We just don't think about them. But we do. But something that we know is that Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is going to see the kingdom of heaven. But if I read that and I wonder, will I see the kingdom of heaven? I'm in a perfect place. Because I will seek him. And when we seek him, we find him. See, I'm so thankful it's not ours to judge it. We don't have to decide who's saying, Lord, Lord, empty. Praise God for that. It isn't so that we'll go, ooh, that one's in trouble. Ooh, that one's in trouble. We do that so that we know, so that we can encourage others. You know? Don't live with an empty faith. Don't live with a faith just thinking that it's going to be okay. Certainly don't live with a faith hoping that it's going to be okay. Live with a faith knowing. Knowing that there's no limit to where God wants to take you in life. That there's no limit to how he'll supply our needs. There's no limit. We take the limits off God when we believe God. And we know within ourselves if we believe, if we trust, if we place all of our confidence in, we know. And we know that we don't want to be in a spot where we're just saying and not doing. Especially when we know what we didn't know. And when we know what we didn't know, then we know that we didn't know it. And that's fine. Because we'll be always learning. And some things we'll never understand. Until we get to heaven. But be strong in your confidence in God and in your faith in God. And be prepared at every opportunity to display and to defend the confidence that you have in Christ. Amen. If you had a sheet of those decrees, we want to decree that Satan's ability to devour and destroy America will no longer be successful. We speak to his door of access and command it to close. We declare our faith in mercy in the blood of Jesus, that God has heard the repentance offered by millions of believers on behalf of America's sins, and he's healing our land. We decree that people in government and business will no longer feed our nation to the dragon through sins, compromise, and unholy alliances. We decree that their evil will be exposed, their funds will dry up, and their influence will end. And we close the door to their control. And we decree that the evil pictured by Nero, violence, lust for power, tyranny, murder, persecution of the church, insane laws and edicts will no longer rule America. We close the door to the spiritual powers causing this destruction. We close the door to the destruction of our children and our families and our homes and our cities and our nation. Shut the door. Kick out the devil. We speak to the door of promise, the door of the awakening and the transformation of nations, and we command you to open. We call forth revival, refreshing, remodeling, and reformation in America and the world. We prophesy to the wind of God, blow on the dry bones of America and the world. Reconnect our scattered bones, breathe life into us, and make us a great army. Salvation, healing, purpose, and destiny are in this wind. And we decree its release now. And Lord, we just say, amen. 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 Hallelujah.